The U.S. men's gymnastics team won a long-awaited medal in the team all-around final this week. And now, one of those bronze medalists is going for gold in the event that made him a national sensation. Yes, we are talking about Stephen Nedorozic, better known as Pommel Horse Guy. NPR's Rachel Treisman has his profile.
25-year-old Stephen Nedorozic has been a gymnast pretty much his whole life.
As a toddler, I would crawl up the walls. You know, I'd shimmy up the door. And it scared the babysitter.
The Massachusetts native spoke to New England Public Media before traveling to Paris.
My parents just called me their little monkey boy, and they decided, hey, this kid would probably do a good job if we put him in gymnastics.
Nedorozic spent years training and competing in all aspects of the sport, but had a knack for one in particular. As a teenager, he won the Junior Olympic national title on pommel horse. And when he got to college, he decided to make that his focus.
When you go from a club gym to a collegiate gym, you see just how talented gymnasts really are in this nation. And purely just wanting to be the best at pommel horse at Penn State, I decided to specialize, and I've stuck with that ever since.
After graduating in 2020 with a degree in electrical engineering, Nedorozic set his sights on the Olympics in Tokyo. He didn't make the team, but continued to dominate in other national and world competitions. Nedorozic is now in Paris in a unique position. Team USA brought him on as a specialist. That means he competes only in pommel horse, which is a weak spot for many teams. The gamble paid off. On Monday, his routine helped the American men win their first team medal since 2008.
I look back to 3 years ago, trying out for that Tokyo Olympics, and it was such a disappointment when I didn't make it. This feels almost like my vengeance, right? Like coming back swinging.
Nedorozic achieved instant hero status. Fans admired how he waited patiently, even serenely, under growing pressure until the last event. They loved how he whipped off his glasses, Clark Kent style, before nailing his dizzying routine. And it doesn't hurt that he can solve a Rubik's Cube in under 10 seconds. Here's Nedorozic in June, right after qualifying for the Games.
When I was very, very young, people told me, one day you're going to be an Olympian. And, you know, back then I was just a dorky little kid. And now look at me, I'm a dorky adult, you know, going to the Olympics.
Nedorozic is the only male gymnast on Team USA who qualified for the final of any individual apparatus. He's set to compete in the pommel horse final on Saturday, and he'll be chasing gold. Rachel Treisman, NPR News.